Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
On the road, I listen to many podcasts. Recently, I listened to a new one. I had finished listening to the Lutheran Inquisitor on Lutheran Radio UK. How's that for an unashamed plug? Yes, a promotion of something I hope you're listening to. The new podcast I listened to was Imaginary Worlds, which describes itself as a podcast about science fiction, fantasy, and other genres of speculative fiction. And the episode was about how the world was catching up to the future described in a 1990s novel, Snow Crash. As you might imagine, I found it fascinating, for the claims many technologies we accept today, such as Google Earth, Google Books, YouTube, Siri, had their origins in this novel, and a vision of the future provided engineering inspiration. Humanity is always wanting to make our living better, to make a heaven on earth, so to speak. Utopias are not a modern dream. But it was at the end of the podcast, the last comment, that gave me the most resonance. Not a fist pump, I was driving, but a yes indeed. I heard, "One thing I learned from Snow Crash is that if we're going to create a new world in a virtual space, it's going to have the same problems as the real world, just amplified in a brand new way. It doesn't matter if our avatars are photorealistic, 11 holograms, or pixelated icons, or fantastical creatures. They're still us, and we can never escape ourselves." In the season of Lent, that phrase, "we can never escape ourselves," is a personal reality that describes human hubris and the internal personal struggles of life we all deal with, our own and those that others dump on us. This reality isn't a modern phenomenon, for all thinkers have desired to make ourselves and the world better. The Apostle Paul will describe us as being in Adam, and that life is marked by sin and death for all of us, and it can happen at any age. Humanity and the world look for solutions within ourselves and in this world, and let's also be honest that we, individually and globally, could bring hunger to an end and minimize the level and amount of fighting, corruption, poverty, and injustice very quickly, if we all wanted this to happen. But everyone is afraid of going alone or losing out, and so some problems are tackled, others are perpetuated, and new problems emerge. Why? Because our human nature, we can never escape ourselves, remains. The message of Christianity calls out to this human truth and acknowledges it. We are stuck and dead in our sins, but also declares that God in Christ has rescued us from ourselves. Living by faith, trusting what God has declared and promised and says in each divine service in particular, the disciples of Jesus live with a new perspective of themselves and about the world, that they are forgiven and daily struggle with sin, hence the description of Christian living as daily repentance. And because we are not zapped into heaven at our baptism, but live here in this world of sin and death, in bodies that still sin and will die, Christians recognize this reality and want to follow Jesus in this world, serving those around us with our technology, our politics, our science, our hands, our time, all the while resisting the world's siren call of heaven on earth. It's never going to happen. And pointing to Jesus as the only one who truly can rescue us from ourselves. Welcome to the Lenten Perspective, that God's story that gives life, makes sense of reality, and helps us get out of bed each day is that human sin, our sin, is forgiven in Christ. Look to his cross, and that the best life possible is following Jesus and being a blessing to those around us. Look to his cross. And those around us are not just our neighbors or a person standing next to us on the bus, but the person also on the other side of the world. That's one thing our modern technology makes clear. To be a blessing to others takes our effort and energy, and we struggle not to give up in despair. Instead, we pray and roll up our sleeves, because Jesus doesn't abandon us at any time, and no matter the technology around us. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, your Son fasted in the desert and was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Protect us when we are tempted, weak, and lazy, and help us to resist the devil by trusting your word. Help us to live each day following Jesus. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.